It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear. Today on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We've got a special show for you today. We have George Donnelly on. Now, we know George Donnelly from, a bunch of freedom activism kind of stuff. And he's got a plan for us. Now, he's a dad, a family man, a blogger, entrepreneur, media junkie. He's on a mission to foment a peaceful revolution for liberty everywhere. He uses his media and IT skills to pursue that goal. George blogs at armyourmindforliberty.com, leads new media firm Thoreau Media, coordinates the Airport Freedom Advocate, We Won't Fly. Yeah, you guys remember that this last Thanksgiving. We had some fun with that one. And recently founded Agora.io, a free biannual online liberty conference that anyone can participate in. The first conference is March 25th through 27th. Now, you can go to agora.io, agora.io. George, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Now, tell me, this is a unique idea. I've done a lot of these freedom summits that we do. We've had a lot of speakers, and it is a massive coordination when you're doing it at a hotel. You got to go through the resort. You're doing a lot of these kind of things. And I never even thought of having this at online. You just have them come in, schedule them. You have competing speakers. Tell me what brought this on and what was behind this and why you guys did this.
Well, there was the cancellation of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum a couple months ago. And
Stop. Tell me about that. Why?
Well, the Free State Project, they usually hold that event every winter in New Hampshire, kind of their flagship event. But they're having some trouble. They're having some money troubles. They were disorganized. And so they just called it quits.
Libertarians disorganized? Okay, so it was a money thing.
Yeah, and a disorganization thing, in my opinion.
Well, did they lose money last time? We went last year, and it was it was a shindig. I mean, just to get Judge Napolitano to show up probably cost you some cash. So I'm wondering, and I remember, I was interested because they had Naomi Wolf was going to be one of the speakers this year. So I was kind of pumped up about that. So they just decided, it was a little bit too complicated and money and who's going to be in charge, because it is a big endeavor. Now, of course, our Freedom Summits we do with the idea that we're going to not lose money. And sometimes we even make some. So there's a motivation there, plus to put on a good show. But you're right. Because of the internet, it has changed to where now we're contemplating having a summit at the summit. We're going to go up in northern Arizona in the mountains and seeing if we're going to have kind of a pork fest west, So we're working on that right now. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is that what you're talking about is doing it all online. And I would imagine there's a lot of advantages to that. Go ahead and tell me about that.
Well, the advantage is, you don't have to fly. You don't have to go through the TSA checkpoints.
We won't fly.
There you go.
Oh, I see the theme. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for a hotel. You don't have to pay for food. You don't have to take time off of work. And in the case of Agora.io, you don't even have to pay for tickets to the conference. It's free. So, you know, this is really a great way to get everybody involved. Not everybody can go to a conference, you know, in the real world, but everybody can participate in Agora.io because it's online and it's completely free.
Okay. Now, there are some costs, I would imagine. Is there some way that we can get some revenue of support to you? Are you selling DVDs of it? Are you accumulating something? You have a donation bar? I mean, you know, you're doing this, I'm sure, out of the goodness of your freedom, love, and heart. But, you know, I'm wondering, is there a revenue opportunity for you doing this?
It's totally is. I structured it from the beginning to be, you know, like an agoristic opportunity, not just for me, but for everybody who participates. So there are a whole bunch of roles people can take on. You know, you can be an organizer like me. You can be a recruiter. You can, you know, a recruiter who gets speakers to participate. You can be, you can make a channel and get speakers to fill that channel. You can be a sponsor and, you know, get people's attention by buying ads on the website. And so all these different roles can make money. Speakers can take donations. They can sell stuff. Recruiters can get a cut of what the speakers make. You know, since I started the website, I'm selling sponsorships on the website, you know, for as low as $100. So this is, you know, it's kind of like a peer-to-peer setup. You know, I don't give orders. I don't tell people what to do. It's like a spontaneous order kind of thing. And it operates on agorist principles. So it's a real kind of free market thing going on here.
Well, tell me, how is it that you are selecting the people that participate? You know, there's, I tell you one thing, you guys haven't called me to say, hey, where's your money for sponsorship? I don't remember that. Well, maybe we can trade out, you know, advertising for it. We'll do something, show it. We'll get to, I'll get Thomas with you. But the thing is that you're having, you're kind of breaking new ground here. I'm sure there's other people that have done, you know, online kind of conferences, but I'll bet you, you know, I haven't heard of one that's so wide and deep with the agorist principles. Have you heard of another one that's been like this?
No, not at all. And I did some research about this before. Frankly, I think this may be the first, you know, free online on conference of its kind anywhere, not just limited to the libertarian community. And it's a model that libertarians can adopt. You know, I'm here to teach anybody how it works. You can adopt and you can take it to, you know, politics, lobbying. You can take it to marijuana legalization efforts, anti-war. And even to private industry, you know, this model is really sustainable because it doesn't cost hardly anything to make it work.
You know, I want to say before we go to the break, I want to make this one comment. You are such a threat to the entire conference industry, hotels, airlines, Travelocity. Car rentals. I mean, this is it by setting. I'm so glad that you guys did, regardless of, and of course, I'm happy about the content and the things that will be learned. But what the biggest thing that will be learned by the masses out there, certainly those in business, is that, you know what? We don't need to do this traveling around getting groped anymore. And the fact that the people from WeWon'tFly.com are the ones doing this. That's all the sweeter. And man, if this is, I mean, just that is a big, giant middle finger foam finger thing, you know, to the man. So I'm just going, you know, that's good. That's good. Did you guys contemplate that? Did that cross your mind, the impact you would have on the entire conference, seminar, resort, travel industry?
No, Ernie. I didn't even think about it until you just said it this moment.
It's happening. I guarantee it, man. You know, this is, and that's the part that I'm going to push. You know, that part right there. I'm going to make a big stinking deal out of this, going to all of the industry, because I got, you know, tie-ins. We'll do radio shows on it. You know what I'll do? Is I'll have the head of some travel seminar, or some guy will go, oh, yeah, you need to do and book through us and this, and I'll go, well, We Won't Fly is doing this. You know, is that the wave of the future? Do we need to take these guys out? I don't know, man. We need to worry. Well, they do. We don't. We'll be right back with George Donnelly, the Agorist Hung Conference, in just a little bit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on the LRN.FM network from Freedom's Phoenix Farm. Yeah, we're up here. You know what we just got yesterday? George, I got to tell you this. This is good. We got 3 goats yesterday for 5 silver ounces.
Nice.
I refuse. I get a couple acres up here. I go, you know, that's a lot of mowing. There's a solution for that. And get some goats. So that's what we're doing. They're working on that right now. We have 20 chickens and 3 goats. I'm going to be Farmer Ernie. So that's what we're learning. Oh. And we plowed one of the fields. We have several fields fenced off, and we have one field. I took about half of it and I plowed it. And I'm going, what can I put in there? I mean, you know, I could put, you know, like I do juicing a lot. So I could have, my wife has her own garden area that has a lot of the food, but I go, I want mine. You know, what am I going to put in there? You know, a little civil disobedience never hurt anybody. So what do I think I can get away with? And I go, you know what? It'd be cool. A friend of mine, Gary Gaddon, he goes, you know what? I just learned about doing tobacco. And I'm going, yes, we can have Freedom's Phoenix Farm cigars. So we're growing our own tobacco, and we're going to be rolling our own cigars, man. And my son does milling. I'm going to have him make out, you know, cut out solid wood, some nice cigar boxes, and make humidors out of them and do it. And we're just because, you know why? Because we can't. Oh, before donation. No, you're buying the box. The cigars come for free. Yeah, BATF can bite. So now I'm, you know, so we're just having some fun with this, and we're going to take a year to just learn how to apply all Agorist principles to our living. Now, we're already, you know, enjoying fresh eggs from 6 chickens that we got a couple of years ago, and we just got another 14. So I'm going, okay, so we're living the dream here. We have irrigation here up in North Phoenix, little 2-acre farmlets that they have. It's a small area that they still did some farming. So we're taking this seriously, and we're following the people that you are having as speakers. And I wanted you to go ahead and take the, but before we get to that, let me get the Drew Phillips is in, and we just today started doing the Ustream. We're testing it out. We haven't really promoted it really heavy for the show, but I wanted to make sure that he gave out the information on how to do that and everything so people can participate and chat and type in questions or whatever they can do now. Go ahead, Drew.
Well, yeah, if people want to go to freedomsphoenix.com and look at today's show listing, there is a link in there for Ustream, and it's ustream.tv/channel/declare-your-independence. So that's kind of hard to remember and deal with, so you can go to the archive page for today's show, and I think it's embedded in there as well. Sierra put it in there, so you can watch George and Ernie have a lively discussion today.
But if I go to freedomsphoenix.com right now, and I click on it, so the show, let me see. Wow. So if I just click on that, it's embedded and it just starts playing on.
You can see yourself on TV.
Oh, see, we're getting better all the time. All right. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the speakers that you have. Now tell me how it's going to work. Do I need to register for the conference? Do I just, you know, blip it up like I got here? I just push the button. How does it work?
Yeah, well, anybody can participate. Anybody can give a talk. You know, it's not like I'm handpicking people. So if there are people listening to you right now who'd like to give a talk, well, we welcome you with open arms, you know, and I'll help you, make sure it works. What we're going to do is we're going to use a live streaming service, just like, your new live stream and text chat that you were just talking about. And it's going to show up on our website at agora.io. And just like your text chat that you were just talking about, people will be able to chat about what these 70-some-odd speakers are talking about and ask questions of the speakers. So it'll be interactive. And in some cases, viewers can even Skype in and do exactly what we're doing right now on your Ustream and talk to each other and ask questions. So it's going to be really dynamic.
What kind of participation do you have now? I mean, how many people have signed up to speak?
We've got about 70 speakers, and some of them are giving multiple talks. You know, I've been really blown away. We've filled three full channels full of talks. So at any time you go to our website, to watch a talk, you're probably going to have three, maybe four different, really interesting talks to choose from. I mean, it's a really amazing menu that people are getting here, and don't even have to pay anything for it.
Now, you're encouraging people to donate to some of the guys. You're saying, hey, man, throw a little something for the home team here. Tell me how that works. What are you encouraging people to do to help with the financing of, I don't know, what do you even need financing for? Tell me how that works.
Well, the speakers, a lot of the speakers have chosen to put up chip-ins, to cover, to give them some incentive to do this and to keep doing it, because our plan is to repeat this every 6 months. So people can donate a few bucks. A suggested donation is pick your three favorite speakers and give them 10 bucks each. Or you can buy something from the speakers. And we have sponsorship opportunities on the website. So for as low as 100 Federal Reserve notes, you can get your logo and a link up on the website. And the hundreds of people that we're expecting to participate are going to be looking at your information all weekend long.
Well, that'd be a good birthday present, because, that weekend, we're having a bunch of people over, and, I'm going to be 50. So I'm not over the hill. It's a top of the hill party. That's right. I'm going to be top of the hill for like a long time now. The main theme, I understand it's agorist principles, but go ahead and explain to the audience that may not know what that means. What is agorism? What are you talking about?
Well, basically, agorism is a 50-cent word for free market. Everybody knows what free market means. People trading freely without anybody taking their money or forcing them to buy stuff. And so basically what this is a bunch of people getting together, cooperating voluntarily in a peer-to-peer way. Nobody's giving orders. Everybody's doing only what they want to do, and trading. So speakers are trading their information, their insights, their time to the viewers. And the viewers, can trade back whatever they like, buying stuff or giving donations or whatever. And all of this, of course, is kind of outside the government market. And in that way, that's all that it takes to make it agoristic. Agorism is... just the idea that we're going to bring about liberty by trading, by acting like
Drew's already pointed out you made up a new word, agoristic. That's very agoristic of you. I'm the first to use it in a sentence. So what we're going to do is when we come back after the next break, I wanted to start going over some of the people that are participating, some of the people that are speaking, some of the issues that they're bringing up. Why would it be of importance for people that, maybe they understand agorism, but they don't understand how it might apply to their daily lives, how to use it? I know the 5 silver ounces that I use to buy 3 goats cost me about $80, just a couple years ago. And, I guess it's like probably $150, $175 now, which I thought was pretty cheap for goats. But 5 ounces of silver got me 3 goats. That's cheaper than a lawnmower. And they fertilize. Yeah.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Oh, did we get bad words in there? No. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't. I was distracted. Sierra's distracting me. We have a guest that's coming on that wanted to. I want to be more private. I'm out living on the Lone Prairie, and I don't want anybody to know where I'm. I don't care. I just want to know how agorist you are. The one thing that I wanted to make sure we got right to, George. Please go ahead and tell us some of the subjects that interest you the most. What kind of things are we expecting?
Yeah, so, for example, Elo Jones of the Fully Informed Jury Foundation is going to talk about cooperative community schooling. And Steve Horwitz of St. Lawrence University is going to talk about how to deal with critics of the free market. Debbie Harbison is a columnist in Indiana. She's going to talk about unschooling as educational anarchy for the whole family. Mary Ruart of the LP is going to talk. A gentleman from Broken Sidewalk Farm is going to talk about an open source food system. We're going to have Ian Freeman talking about pirate radio. Pete Ayer of Liberty on Tour talking about effective activism. We're going to have so many talks about silver. Karen Emery of Del Valle Silver. Drew Phillips and Nick Saursa about their new iPhone application that makes it easy to trade in junk silver. David Derby about creating a free food system in the mainstream. I'm going to be talking about open source peaceful evolution, which is my mission. The guy who made Guns and Weed, the new documentary, Michael Dean, is going to be talking. Let's see. Whole bunch of talks about agorism, construction with agorist principles, Catherine Bleich about transitioning from agorist theory to practice, Jim Babb of We Won't Fly talking about free market solutions for security and air travel. It's just amazing. We may get Karen Kwiatkowski, who has been in a lot of these documentaries about 9/11 and related liberty issues. You know, that's just barely, Scott Horton and Angela Keaton from antiwar.com, Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, someone who just wrote a book, libertarian, who just wrote a successful book about self-publishing and his talks about self-publishing without copyright. Corey Moore is going to talk about how you can become the media in your community. Mama Ali, who is a successful restaurateur in the South, is going to talk about underground business marketing and anti-state security measures, which is very, I mean, she's kind of on the forefront of agoristic happenings. That's going to be really good. The president of the Foundation for Economic Education is going to be giving two talks about money and about silver. Larkin Rose, the author of The Iron Web, he's going to be giving a talk about free markets. The guy who's doing the Silver Circle movie, a libertarian movie, is going to be giving a talk. And so much more. Oh, J. Neil Shulman and Mark Stevens. Shulman wrote Alongside Night. Curtis, who's organizing a Pork Fest. Brad Spangler of the Center for Stateless Society, a real expert on agorism, honestly. He's probably the foremost expert. And a lot of people from New Hampshire. A lawyer, Lance Weber, about prisoner outreach and how outreaching to prisoners can help advance liberty. They may be the best market.
Tell me one thing. Is there someone that's talking about just growing food or trading food or dealing with food? You know, the reason I bring this up, I want to show you something here real quick. There was a here. Let me push the button. There we go. There was The Bovine, which is a publication out of Maine. Sedgwick, Maine declares local food sovereignty for raw milk, meat, growing stuff, etc. And what they did is the city of Sedgwick in Maine declared that, you know what, anything grown and sold by the people here in Sedgwick is not subject to state or federal laws, and it is illegal for someone to enforce any of those laws in the city of Sedgwick. So I'm going, ooh, sounds all kinds of agorist to me. So I was wondering if you had... Heck, you know, I would encourage somebody from Sedgwick to come on. I'd want to see that one. But is there something to do with actually, you know, like gold mining, you know, making wealth or growing food or something like that? I'm, you know, if not, you know, I'll go get somebody for you. Or do you even have any open slots?
We still have several open slots because we filled all our channels. So I opened up a whole bunch of new slots. I expanded the conference. But we can always use new talks. So if you have somebody, please send them to me. We have three talks. We have a gentleman called Thad Getterman from Broken Sidewalk Farm, who's going to talk about farming. We have David Derby, who's talking about food systems, you know, kind of selling food in the mainstream. And we have another talk from some folks at Siskiyou Crest Goat Dairy. So that one's right up your alley, Ernie.
There you go. There you go. You know, the one thing that we did do is we got two males and one female, and we named them Wash, Mal, and Zoe. Yeah. From Firefly. And you know, and our granddaughter's name's Kaylee, so we're all over it. So one thing, nice. We they're only 7 weeks old, and then they're small. They're probably about a foot high, and they're cute as heck, man. They're, you know, this particular breed, they're a lot more attractive than I thought they'd be. But you know, I don't know how long it's going to be before they'd have to kid and then, you know, be able to make milk. So I it's probably going to be more than a year that we were really trying to get all this information in. So right now they're lawnmowers. So I'm looking forward to what we can learn there. And we've even gotten friends that have given us books on, you know, goat herding for dummies. I mean, this kind of stuff, you know, how to do this and that. So this is the kind of information that I'm really, for me personally, that I'm really looking forward to do. Now, one of the other things, that's right. We have Nick, you know, representing here in Arizona, we have Nick Barnett and Drew Phillips that are going to be giving a talk about their wallet voting. So, you know, let's go ahead and get Drew in here. Drew, go ahead and tell me what it is you guys are going to be talking about.
I have no idea, and I have a week and a half to figure that out. I want to say something neat about the conference, George, is that there's a little bit of competition going there. So there's, you say now, I guess there's four channels. So there's three or four talks going on at the same time. So I have to compete with, I don't know who I should call up the schedule and find out, but Nick and I's presentation will be competing with two or three others. So that's, you know, why I have to get my talk together and get it all figured out so that I can somehow draw people to this channel rather than others.
Well, how do you select who goes up against whom here? How does that work?
Well, I just ask people what time worked best for them. And for Nick and Drew, it's 3 p.m. Saturday. That's Saturday the 26th, just a little over a week away. But there's still open slots, so if anybody wants to change, that's fine. I had a really hard time filling the slots that are going to compete with Mary Ruard, I'll tell you that.
Well, what do you think she's going to talk about? The ISIL or Libertarian Party or, you know, healing our world? I mean, what's her focus?
She's going to talk about how to roll back government without using elections, which is really something very interesting, given that, you know, elections don't usually give that great of results.
They don't? You're still voting? You know, this is one thing that I know Mary well, and we just recently worked with ISIL, you know, Ken Schoolin out of Hawaii. He's was the inspiration for the Philosophy of Liberty videos. We had him translated into Arabic, and we opened up an Arabic Facebook and Twitter. We have an Arabic HariaPhoenix.com, which is a special edition in Arabic, trying to free the young minds in the Arabic-speaking world, letting them know that they own themselves and are not slaves to another pharaoh, regardless of where they come from, even Washington, D.C. We'll be right back with George Donnelly in just a little bit.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay, Drew, what do you got to say, man? I can feel you over there.
No, man, 70s, you know, it's a good soul feel. I don't know what this is. It just struck
me. It's Super Tramp.
I enjoy your musical
Breakfast
selection.
In America.
I do. It's very informative. I get to learn.
Yeah, you get to
music
learn.
That was made before I was born.
Yes.
But I enjoy it.
Yes, it was. You know, I get some classics in. You know, that was one thing, George, I'd like to share with the audience is that our communication was with music. And a lot of the, you know, like Rush lyrics were really, even though I couldn't understand them, a lot of my friends were big freaking Rush fans. And it was because of their lyrics. It was like Muse or something like that. Some of the, you know, lyrics in there. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I like the beat. You can dance to it. But, you know, you get the lyrics where the ones that were more clear were probably ballads or something like that. And some stuff like Journey or something was the women like that. So you always want to take them to a Journey concert. Then you have, you know, AC/DC, but you better get the album cover because, man, what the heck. And then you have a lot of like Phil Collins, you know, had some social stuff to say. The Beatles were definitely big. You had so music, and Queen had a lot of good stuff. So it was if you wanted to have something communicated, you had to do it through music, because the youth in the 70s, even the 60s, 70s, 80s, how else would you do it? You didn't have all this Ustream doing an Agora unconference. You know, that wasn't possible. And the best communication I think that they had, even when I was a kid, was the Ditto paper. You know, the kinds that you smell. Ooh, that smell good. And what it is, it was just a like a little printing press thing, just like a toner that you put on. You could mass produce a single flyer relatively cheaply, quickly. It was easy to do. Even Xerox machines, even back then, were a dime, which might as well be, what, $1 a copy now. But, you know, so this was, there was very limited methods of communication. And the record labels and so on, they controlled. You know, the man controlled what the people, and they were just kind of blanketed against rock and roll. Then we get, you know, Tipper Gore out there saying, oh, we got to censor rock lyrics and this. I mean, it's just, so now the internet, and it's just changed everything. And you guys embracing this opportunity to do an unconference. And why do you call it an unconference? What do you mean by that?
Well, an unconference is a term that some other people invented. I picked it up because it means it's kind of like schooling and unschooling. And so unschooling means kind of like, you know, you still learn, but it's all liberated. And so this is like a conference, but it's all liberated. It's all free. Anybody can join in. And so that's the word I chose to kind of reflect the, you know, the libertarian aspect of this. And by the way, about those Ditto machines, when I was in high school back in those days, I got one of those. I ran off 2,000 copies of a letter I wrote to the principal. I handed it out to everybody and
of
got
course
suspended
you did.
For 3 days.
Of course you did. Hey, how typical. Every one of us have that same, you know, it's a gene. You know, there's some kind of trait that has, you know, you just rebel. Oh, that brings this to mind. It's DT did it, right? David Alpha. You know, he put it up on Freedom's Phoenix. I'll pull it up here in a little bit. And what he was emphasizing on camerafraud.com is he put this up and he said, man, the revolution is started. Here it comes. Here we go. This is proof. And it was a music video done by someone. I can't remember the title of the, and we'll have Drew will find it here. But what it was emphasizing is the kind of people that would do 2,000 copies on a Ditto machine of a letter to the principal that gets you suspended for 3 days. You are the guys that are going to bring about the revolution. You are the ones that are what society is trying to inoculate against. The challengers of authority. You know, this is what really inspired him to put this up, and he was very excited about it. And I'll pull it up here in a little bit, but the people that you associate with and the people that are going to be speakers in your own conference, they kind of have the same bent. I mean, is this the kind of things that, you know, they have a history of doing?
I think so, absolutely. All these people are rebels to one level or another, either in activism or intellectually. And, you know, this is the best time of my life, frankly, because I'm in contact with all these people, with this liberty community, and it is the most stimulating thing that I have ever found. I feel really blessed.
Yeah, I'm looking for this. Sierra, can you find that? It was David Alpha, you know, put it up yesterday. It was, just go to page 2. I bet you it's up there. It's hard for me to do 3 things at one time. But the one thing that I wanted to make sure that we got out of that is that, you know, we're not the only ones that are thinking this way. And it has been, we've been ridiculed. There's something wrong with you. I was all amped up today. I had a a conversation that was just, they're going, Ernie, you're always, your insistence on the perfect is the enemy of the good and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going, where do you get these sound bites? Who tells you this? You know, yeah, but just because this guy voted for the Patriot Act or whatever, that doesn't mean that he's all bad. I'm going, I don't know how bad you got to be bad.
What are you waiting for? What does he have to do next, you know, in order for you to realize that this is just not right?
Well, right? What are the political speeches that you have at your Agora Unconference? Are there people out there, any of them going, yeah, we got to go once more into the breach and, 2012 presidential or run for office in New Hampshire? I mean, is there any of those?
Yeah, there are a few. I couldn't interest a lot of those people because they're all focused on Ron Paul 2012 and all that. But we have John Bush from Texas. He's talking about harmonizing with left and right. And, we have the president of the Free State Project, and they're actually making some progress with the passing bills for medical marijuana, constitutional carry, and... let's see. Oh, actually, relating to one of your commercials, talking about how people give voluntary consent, a gentleman from Utah, John Connolly, is going to talk about how you give consent without your knowledge, which is, I think, a really insightful thing. And I think that's really going to be a great talk.
Yeah, I found the... let's go ahead and... Can I get any sound out of this?
Yeah, turn the fader up.
Okay, which one?
Channel 1 on your black mixer. Black mixer.
Black mixer.
Visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world. Unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible, and this threatens authority. You were born to be a revolutionary. You can't stand rules because in your heart you know there's a better way. Strengths dangerous to the establishment, and it wants them eliminated. So your whole life you've been told your strengths were weaknesses. Now I'm telling you otherwise. Your impulsivity is a gift. Impulses are your key to the miraculous. Your distractibility is an artifact of your inspired creativity. Your mood swings reflect the natural pulse of life. They give you unstoppable energy when you're high, deep soulful insight when you're low. Been diagnosed with a disorder? That's society's latest way to deny its own illness by pointing the finger at you. Your addictive personality is just a symptom of your vast, underused capacity for heroic creative expression and spiritual connection. Your utter lack of repression, your wide-eyed idealism, your unmitigated open mind. Didn't anyone ever tell you? These are the traits shared by the greatest pioneers and visionaries, innovators, revolutionaries, procrastinators, and drama queens, activists on the social scene, space cadets, and mavericks, philosophers, and derelicts, business suits flying fighter jets.
Yeah, you start to get the drift. You know, this is, I was really impressed with this video, and it made a really good point. That a lot of the things that they're saying is bad about us is what's the best. You know, this is something Amen. That I really am looking forward to seeing and witnessing. And fortunately, my experience over the years has made me attuned to recognize it, to see it coming, to know the timing of when you can have the most effective help, where I should be putting my efforts here or there, or when I can have the most impact. And one of those is... talking to George Donnelly. We got more to talk about when we come back after the top of the hour. You guys stay right there. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what Readers of Freedom's Phoenix.com get every day. Readers of Freedom's Phoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.